John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. We got ourselves a little getaway day game in the Bronx. It's pouring rain right now. They say it's going to clear up. Might be a little delay. Hopefully it's not like a halfway or whatever. What's that rain delay like after they start is what I mean, because we're going to the game.
A mid-game rain delay.
Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
Jim,
BBD. What's up for Cole, too?
Hey, everyone in the chat. Yeah, I think that's actually a good note, Jim, and I do think the Yankees with Cole will take that into consideration a little more. They do look like they have a window from about 1 to 4, which is when they were supposed to play this game anyway. So, knock on wood. If you're religious, I don't know.
Pray.
Good for you,
a
I guess.
But don't pray.
Don't like shove it in my face. you were raised that way. I wasn't.
You were raised on a religion. Be nice to people.
Be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Be nice to everyone. That includes animals, frogs, dogs, and
blocks. Oh, it includes animals?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to physically harm animals.
And be nice to them.
No, because shit-talking dogs and animals is so fun.
So is shit-talking people sometimes. You still have niceness in your heart.
Oh,
have niceness in your heart.
Oh, okay.
And that's what the Yankees are saying before this game today.
Have niceness
in your heart. Have niceness in your heart.
The Rays didn't start G-Man Choi. That's nice of them.
That is nice.
It's actually bad for baseball. It's one of the cooler storylines going is that G-Man Choi owns Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a quote that comes out before the game. Yandy Diaz, who's playing first, also has good numbers versus Cole. So I found that interesting. But, yeah, one of the Matt DeSanto commented on the Talking Yanks post, and they said, you know, Talking Yanks posted, wait, why aren't the Rays starting G-Man Choi against Gerrit Cole? And Matt DeSanto replied, trying to out-Yankee the Yankees with their lineup decisions. So,
did you see what I said? I said they're gonna pinch hit him in the first if Randy or Lau get on. Just really mess with Cole.
I mean, that would be good Rays.
That would be drama.
That would be good Rays.
That would be good TV.
I would believe that. I just don't. Yandy's Diaz was kind of a eye opener for me. Yandy Diaz is 7 for 18 with a homer. That's .389. So I'm just surprised. Austin Meadows is DHing. He's been really hot for them, but he's got bad numbers versus Cole. Or I think their other option would have been playing Joey Wendell at short and not playing Walls.
I mean, G-Man Choi is 10 for 21 with 4 homers.
I mean, I'm assuming, because G-Man was hurt earlier this year, I'm assuming the Rays are going to come out and say he's banged up or something. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it. I'm interested to hear the quotes on that. The Yankees lineup is as follows. If you listened to the pregame show yesterday, we kind of figured this out during the homer draft that Stanton and Gary weren't going to play because Judge has to DH after playing center field, and they already told us a couple days ago that Stanton was going to get another day of rest so he can play every game of the weekend against Boston. So no real surprises here at all. Kind of exactly what everyone should have expected. Because they told us this, basically. DJ LeMahieu leading off. Gleyber Torres is batting second with Stanton out at short. Judge DHing. Urshela at third. Odor at second. Clinton right. Andujar in left. Higgy behind the dish for Cole. And Gardy in center field. There you go.
What are you thinking?
We knew this was coming, so I'm not surprised. The Stan stuff is bizarre. Kay had a really good point on the game yesterday. He's like, for how much they've babied Judge and won't let him play right field 3 days in a row, then they put him in center. Kind of odd. So you knew he was going to DH. How long has it been since Judge played 3 days in a row in right field? Because I know it coincides with Stanton being on the IL, but now that Stanton's back and they're doing this, I don't know. It's weird.
Well, no, they said the whole Stanton plan. They said they did 1 day rest day, and then they did 2 games or 3 games rest day. So Stanton didn't play any minor league games, so they're telling themselves that they had Stanton on like an actual rehab plan. So I think going forward, it's now time to watch that. Because Stanton should be playing every day after this. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, especially Red Sox weekend series, I'd expect Judge to be in right field and Stanton DHing every game. But as we know with Yankees baseball, expect the unexpected.
Is that, I think that's MTV the Challenge slogan. I think that's a lot of slogans.
It's
got to
be a lot of slogans.
I think TJ Lavin says that a lot. Expect the unexpected. But I'm guessing that's a pretty cliche.
I'm going to type it in.
Expect the unexpected. I'm getting.
And see the first thing that comes up.
I think it's got to be used a ton. But I just know it from
an Amazon book came up first.
Okay.
There's a film with that title, Mike Jones the Rapper. That was his album name.
I just watched a challenge, so I probably know that.
Right.
From there. No, that's Big Brother. It's not.
Big Brother.
I think it's Big Brother.
Survivor?
Survivor. I have no idea. Every game show?
A reality show.
Every reality game show ever.
Anything
great.
Trying to get you to tune in.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a what to watch for here with this lineup?
Let's see. What to watch for with this lineup? How about the Slit Up crew? Glaber in the two hole. And then Clinton Andujar, that's kind of a slide up by default. So I'll keep it with Baby Glaby.
Okay.
At shortstop, you know, we had it was only so long ago we were talking about, you know, some of the worst defensive miscues we've seen via shortstop. Now he's back up in the two hole. He's got Judge protecting him. And that's the one guy in the Yankees who's been fearful all year, coming off a two-hit day, a walk. Let's see what Glaber's got. Two-hole Glaber.
Got a question for you.
Yes.
Last 7 days.
Yes.
They've played 8 games in the last 7 days.
8 games, 7 days, because of doubleheader.
Yes. Last week, we were there. Last 7 days, 8 potential games.
Eight.
What Yankee has the highest slash line?
Triple crown?
Yeah, they have all three.
Andujar.
Andujar comes in third place.
Wah, wah, wah.
And he's only third place in batting average and slugging. He's fourth place in on-base percentage.
Ha!
There's one player that leads in batting average, on base percentage, and slugging.
Clint Frazier.
No, Clint is in fourth place in batting average and slugging. And only has a 734 OPS.
Aaron Judge.
Seventh place.
Gary Sanchez.
Gary Sanchez. 389 batting average, 500 on base percentage, 1.167 OPS. I am watching for a Gary pinch hit.
Oh, wow.
He's the hottest hitter, and Higgy once calls out, I'm watching for a Gary pinch hit. That's my what to watch for if it's a close game.
Okay. All right, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. I'm not excited for that. I think if the Yankees could keep Gary off his feet for a day, they love that shit. Especially with what should be a big Red Sox series coming up, but I like it. I believe in Gary. Opposite field, Gary?
Little day game.
Watch out.
Little day game.
Watch out.
Late game pinch hit.
Watch out. Gary pinch hit. Don't watch the rest of the game.
You don't know how long a Gary hot streak is going to last.
Expect
so
the
you kind of got to ring it out.
Okay. I would love if he did.
His numbers are going on like 10 days are good. I wonder how far back you can make Gary's stretch last. Pitching path to victory is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have used a lot of bullpen guys. I was very happy with that Boone actually used Lasagna and Chad yesterday.
Yeah.
And you have Cole today, so you're expecting Cole to get you through seven, I think. I think we can start leaning on him to do that, right?
Around there.
Six plus.
Yeah.
Monty did it.
Yeah. No, and I mean, this Rays team is striking out at a MLB record level against Gerrit Cole without his kryptonite in the lineup, so that's weird. Yeah, the only... Who's the closer today?
Ooh. That's interesting.
Mm.
So he needs to go complete game. Litke's available. Chad Green's not. Loaisiga's not. Chapman's not. Sessa's available. Nestor's available.
And Kresge and Nelson should both be
King
good to
still
go.
On the...
King...
He's on the team. He's in the start. He's supposed to start tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. Man, it's Wandy, Litke, Nelson, Kresge, Sessa. That's the bullpen today.
If there's a save situation, you will see either Luis Sessa,
Litke. I think they'd go with Litke.
Wandy Peralta, or most likely Lucas Litke going for the save.
I think they're going to go Sessa, Cole, Sessa, Litke. Holy smokes. Especially with Boston coming up.
Yeah.
Those guys, Chapman, Chad, and Johnny, are like straight not available today.
Yeah.
They'd rather tie the series than use those guys 3 days in a row.
I think that's
June.
Part of the reason they used them yesterday.
Yeah, that makes sense. Huh. Huh.
Okay.
All right. That's the pitching path to victory is a bit odd today. Cole, complete game. That's your most foolproof plan.
Yeah, no, that would be great. I'm into it. You know, Yankees are up four in the ninth, so they go,
Litke.
You know, Kresge.
Yeah, 5-5, and they go Kresge. I think Litke's the most...
Litke's been great.
The one that they believe in most in high pressure and righty-lefty, and I think if there's a save opportunity, I think it's Lucas Litke.
Yeah. There's no argument.
But a lot of people are going to be surprised by that when it happens, if it happens. So let's just win by a lot.
If they don't know the bullpen usage, yeah. But that's why you guys listen to the Talking Yanks pregame show.
That's...
Find the pitching path to victory.
Interesting. Brett Gardner's been god-awful. He's a good one to watch for, too.
Mm.
They're facing Yarby, so... Aw, man.
Mm.
Yarby, we need you to pitch fast today. There's rain coming.
Mm.
He's one of the slower pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
Should I tweet at him?
Getting the start today. No
yeah.
opener stuff.
Yeah, it's his fourth in a row. They've been a little nicer.
Listen to us.
A little nicer to him lately. And I think he's done pretty well. I think he's got a couple quality starts. He's go six innings, three earned. And then didn't last long. But he's good for about 85 to 90 pitches.
And I do... Ryan Yarbrough, friend, whatever. I do think he relishes a good Cole matchup. Yarbrough has the lowest fastball, average fastball in the MLB. I think it's 84.5.
Get the funk.
So I think him versus Cole, who probably has the highest starting pitching fastball. Wasn't that a thing for a little bit?
I think some years he has had the fastest.
Tweeted some of the pitching nerds, see if they got that on the
docket.
Might
be some qualifier stuff. I think DeGrom's got him.
That feels like a good Jack Curry pregame show.
Fastest versus slowest?
Like gas pedal versus the brake.
Oh, send that in.
I'll send it in.
BBD, I think Sterling's going to have some funny thoughts today. Getaway day, rain coming, slow pitcher on the mound. He might pull his hair out.
Yeah, it's a Yarby day. He's going to. Yeah, for Sterling purposes, I'm very upset G-Man's not in.
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell?
He's the one who believes in ghosts.
He also calls him fat all the time.
Yeah.
draft. It's the Homer draft. Neither of us took Gio yesterday, so no one got on the board. That's upsetting.
What a beautiful wedding.
Who can I take? I can take DJ. I cannot take Glaber. I cannot take Judge. I can take Gio. I can take Odor. I cannot take Clint. I cannot take Andujar. I cannot take Higgy. I cannot. I could take Gardner. I'm going to go Gio with my first pick. And then DJ LeMahieu with my second.
Gio and DJ are your picks. Do we have the Homer draft screen?
No, because I got in about 3 minutes before the Yankee lineup came out.
Okay.
Jake, you want to know who you can and can't take?
If you could just give me the who I can take. I don't care about the can'ts.
Well, I need to go down that list, so then you fill in the silence, I guess, if you don't want me to say it. He doesn't want who he can't take.
So you don't want me to react
to him. I need either or. I just need one of the lists.
You've taken Judge, DJ, Odor, Ford, Gary, and Stanton.
So I can take Glaber, right?
Yep, yeah.
He was my what to watch for today.
And Andujar, take him.
I've taken Clint.
No, you can take
Clint. So I have Clint or Andujar. Yarby throwing crap to both those guys.
Or Gardner.
I think Andujar has bad numbers versus Yarby, so I'll go with Clint.
Glaber and Clint?
Glaber and Clint. Thistle and Rose.
Gio and DJ versus Glaber and Clint. I'm up 1-0. Jake needs to get on the board to salvage the tie or get two for the win.
Or win. I'm planning on winning.
You are?
Yes.
Over under 7.5. We got it wrong yesterday. It was 8.5. We both chose the over. It went under. We got 7.
Classic. Vegas. Eggs and eggs. What do you think today is Garrett Cole on the mound, Jimmy?
Rainy day.
Rainy day.
Getaway day. Getaway Cole day. On the mound. Yarby is a classic case of how can we not hit this guy? He throws so slow. That's why they have it at 7.5. Good line. Good line. I'm going to take the over. I think it's like a no.
He's thinking. Computer's calculating. He's seeing the game right now. He's getting ready for his premonition.
I have it as like a...
like 3 to 4.5 final?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
I might take the push today.
That's a tough one. Mr. Grinch.
What are you going to go?
You really are the heel. I want to check one thing before I make my pick, if you don't mind.
Like another 3-4 matchup works well. The Yankees don't have a bullpen, so if it's not going well, they're not going to, you know.
It's the under.
You think so?
Yeah.
The rain and the day game has me feeling under.
Cole.
Have we hit a 7.5 under yet? We hit a 7 under once. And we had a 7 under twice. Cole's the best pitcher in baseball right now. He's got the lowest ERA, most games started. So, under's a good bet. Do you have a premonition?
What are you taking?
Under as well.
Okay. Locked. Do you have a premonition?
No.
Hmm.
No premonition out of me. I just like them to play a clean game.
Ooh.
Which I don't know if possible.
It's tough. Let me see the names I see.
Let me see the names I see. Looking, Jake's looking at the names, feeling, searching, hearing, listening to his inner thoughts.
It's a bad one.
Oh, you have a bad premonition?
I shouldn't.
Wow, what was it?
I shouldn't. Clint misplays one today.
Oh, geez.
Rain, gray sky. They might have the lights on early because of the gray. I mean, those are Clint's biggest variables.
Factors. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the Yankees' record when Cole pitches? Is it impressive? If we win,
I think
will
it was impressive. I think they've lost the last two.
Not impressive.
Yeah.
It's 6-5 in his 11 starts.
Lost the last two, right?
No, they beat Chicago. They lost to Detroit. Lost the last 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah.
Well, we can't lose because then we'd be 6-6 in Cole starts, and he's got the lowest ERA in all of baseball, and then we're basically DeGromming him.
Right.
So they have to win today.
Cole's last start versus Tampa, 8 innings pitched, 12 Ks, 0 earned runs. Do that again.
Was that one where it didn't feel like he was on, or was that one where it felt like he was bully mode?
That was the 1-0 game.
I can't remember it. It was Yarby and him.
I'm thinking Yarby's.
That's funny.
Ryan Thompson blew it. Okay.
I'm going through the game log. I don't remember it.
Oh, that's when he had the dominant final inning.
Oh, that yeah, his that eighth inning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He struck out the side. Yeah.
Did a Chapman stare.
Yes. Good. Why aren't they not playing Choi?
Rays.
No one hits.
Because they want the Yankees to have this conversation. This is exactly why. They're trying to get in Cole's head. They're sickos. Their front office is a bunch of psychiatrists.
I think psychiatrist dreams. I think they should pinch hit Cole or G-Man in like the second time through the order. Or what's their lineup? Because if he just sits the whole day, that's baffling. That's like, but if they do something cool, so who's DHing for him?
Meadows.
And where's he in the lineup?
Four.
They could move Diaz to third, but that's Wendell. They're not going to do that. Well, they can move Wendell to short, Yandy to third, and put G-Man at first and pinch hit G-Man for Walls in the 8-hole. Do that. Like, do something fun and interesting, and I'd be on your side. I'd be like, okay. Wow, that's diabolical.
Okay.
Pinch hitting for G-Man in the first time through the order just so Cole thinks he doesn't have to prep for him. That's a movie moment, and I would be all in on like, oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of I'm rooting for Cole to get him out. But I'm rooting for the moment where they throw G-Man in the first or second time through the order.
It's leading off the third inning out of nowhere.
Unless they say he's hurt, which someone just said he might have hurt himself yesterday.
Chapman at bat. Good at bat.
Those tend to hurt.
Okay. That's the pregame show. See you guys out there. Be back later after the game to do the series recap. 4-game series recap, so got a lot going on.
Go
Yankees. Did you hear Ford's hitting coach is all mad?
Yeah, good article. He could be the next Voit.
Mm-hmm.
Could suck. Could be the next Voit. Could be in the middle. Those are all the options. Thank you.
Seen a stretch of good from him before, or not this year.
Could be a lot of things.
According to hitting coach, he had a 3-game stretch, and then the Yankees had a rain delay and then a day off, so it fucked with him.
I do remember consecutive days of the hit, I guess.
A long home run. Nice guy. Stop.
So nice.
Stop.